This episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by DVC Resale Market. DVC Resale Market has become the leader in the DVC resale industry. They have sold over $400 million in DVC Vacation Club and have over 100 years of combined direct DVC experience. If you're looking to buy or sell, DVC Resale Market wants to put their knowledge and world-class service to work for you. Contact our friend Nick Cotton over at DVC Resale Market at www.dvcresalemarket.com.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Ladies and gentlemen, bats and ghouls, Mickey, Minnie, and all their friends have come together at this spookiest time of year to say boo to you as they proudly present the not-so-scary Mickey's Boo to You Halloween Parade!
Hello and welcome to show number 435 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome back to the show. On this week's show, we've got a great surprise because guess what? It's Halloween in April. That's right, you heard it right. It is Halloween in April. And to help me explain what that even means, I have two of my co-hosts with me tonight. First off, we have Morgan. Hey Morgan, how's it going?
Boo to you and everybody out there. It is halfway to Halloween and we are ready to talk about one of my favorite holidays. I'm excited.
Oh, it's great. And Disney's got us started talking about it already. To help us, we also have Melissa. Hey Melissa, how's it going?
I'm here for some tricks and treats.
Well, glad to have you. And you know what? You can't start practicing that too early. Well, as we said, Disney came out with a boatload of announcements today about what they have planned for this Halloween season.
Or should we say a cauldron load, since we are in the Halloween spirit. But yeah, we did get a bunch of emails from Disney letting us know that there were a bunch of announcements. We have the hashtag halfway to Halloween. That is the big hashtag for the week. We did get a couple little snippets, little I don't know, kind of teasings earlier this week. But today was the big announcements. All the things that we want to know that's going on this fall for the Halloween holiday, we found out today, and it is awesome.
Right. There's going to be a lot of things. But before we get to that, though, I want to talk about a restaurant real quick that opened up at Epcot. So it's pretty cool that Epcot's starting to see a lot more movement as far as things getting finished. And one of them was the Connections Eatery and Cafe. Now, I know Morgan was there last week and got a picture or the week before for the running events. And she was able to kind of take a look at it before it opened. What'd you think of it then?
Well, I mean, I got to see it with those, the shrub gates, as I call them, the rolling bushes that kind of make sure that the building's up, the signage is up, but we can't go in yet. And I was excited to see the Starbucks logo on by one of the doors. So we know where our Starbucks location is going to be, guys.
And it was on that side where the restaurant is?
Yes. If you are, say you're walking to the exit to out to the front of Epcot, you walk past the Connections shop and you're on that pathway. And there's one set of doors that walks that pathway, and that's where the Starbucks logo was. Now, we don't know exactly the setup because we haven't been in since it's opened. Jimmy will be there next week, and hopefully we'll get some more details. But there were definitely two sets of doors. I don't know if one side's going to be Starbucks and one side's going to be the eatery. But either way, I'm excited to try some food there.
Yeah, I haven't seen any video from it yet. How about you, Melissa? Have you heard anything about this restaurant?
I've seen the concept art. Really different from the 80s neon of the Electric Umbrella, which is where it was before. Clean lines, modern whites, and very airy sunshine, sort of what's evoked in there. So I like the new look. Hope that the just menu is freshened up and another great place to grab a bite to eat, grab a drink when it's super hot in the front of the park.
Right, definitely. Now, it was the Electric Umbrella, like you mentioned, and I remember that place as being pretty much the secondary counter service place we would go to in Future World after the one down in the land. But this one had great burgers. And the other claim to fame I remember from this one was it was one of the first places that had the endless sodas. So you could buy a soda and basically fill it up yourself and then just keep refilling it as you need it.
It looks like the menu is still going to stay true to that. Lots of burgers, pizza, chips and things. Mm-hmm. I'm actually really interested. As everyone knows, Disney is committed to having a plant-based option at every eatery. And the plant-based pizza that's available, which is a curry spice pizza with tikka masala, carrots, potatoes, peas, tomatoes, plant-based mozzarella, and a lime yogurt. With the salad is available. And I think that sounds really interesting.
That does. They do have a lot of normal things as far as straight burgers and chicken and pizza stuff, but they also have a lot of definite specific type items. One of the things that caught my eye was the French Bistro burger, which comes with caramelized onions, bacon, but it comes with brie on it too, with the mushrooms and a Dijon mayonnaise and the nice brioche bun. But the brie, I think that's a crazy change for a taste.
Yeah, I mean, one thing I was excited about, now I have to admit, Electric Umbrella was not in any way, shape, or form my go-to in the last few years. So I was definitely excited to see this menu. Definitely is an upgrade. Definitely will hit all the foodies and still take care of all the picky eaters.
They serve booze.
Yes, and actually one thing that it's sad to say, but besides the burgers, which looked really good, one thing that kind of hit me was a specialty cocktail, cucumber and Thai basil cooler. Hendrick's gin. Yeah, cucumber, cane sugar, lemon, Thai basil, and ginger bitters.
That sounds perfect on a hot day.
Oh, I am so sampling that in June.
Might have to try that at home. That sounds really good.
Some of the other cool down options, some shakes, apple pie gelato, or a mango coconut milkshake. That sounds really delightful as well.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely stepped up their game, and I am very excited to try this because, like I said, I literally walked past Electric Umbrella for at least the last 10 years, if not more than that. So definitely excited about this.
I can actually say I never ate there.
Oh, okay. That's fair enough. There's so many places to eat at Epcot that's not kind of unheard of. But we definitely spent a couple times there. I hope they have the same, like, as far as the upstairs seating goes and outdoor seating and things like that. Like I said, I haven't seen it opened up yet, so I'm looking forward to it. Now, when I said they have the same pizzas as normal, they have a meatball pizza, which you really don't hear that too often. So that kind of sounds kind of cool.
Yeah, and I'm interested to see, is it going to be like a pizza Rizzo pizza, or is it going to be a flatbread pizza like you get at Pinocchio's over at Magic Kingdom? Like, what kind of pizza are they going to give? Because you can go over to Italy and get an awesome pizza, from the pizza window in Italy, so.
Sure. Well, the Electric Umbrella, I always figured, is part of being the type of place where you're going to basically feed the kids quick, so you can move on to World Showcase for the afternoon and then dinner time.
Yeah.
But everybody gets there at different times.
And right. luckily, you know, we're going to hear more about this from Jimmy, because as far as we know, he's going to be able to check it out next week when he's there for the media event. So I'm excited to hear what he has to say.
Right. And he's there for the Guardians of the Galaxy media event, which is right next to it. So very cool.
So hopefully he doesn't eat before he gets on the ride, so he can make it through the ride.
Okay, so it is time for Halloween in April. And like we said, there have been many, 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 many announcements that came out just today about Disney's plans for Halloween. It seems like they went from almost nothing last year due to the end of the COVID pandemic and lack of employees and people going to the parks to an overabundance of Halloween celebrations.
Yeah, I mean, last 2 years, we haven't really had our typical holiday celebrations in the parks. So this was definitely exciting to see that we're getting our celebrations back. Like, yes, we had a version of them for the last 2 years, but we're getting the ones that we've known and loved back, which is awesome.
We actually got a preview of a new Haunted Mansion film. So this will not come out until March 10th of 2023, but for all of you Haunted Mansion fans, a new film is coming out. And this is what we know so far. In this mysterious adventure, a doctor played by Rosario Dawson and her 9-year-old son played by Chase Dillon are looking to start a new life, and they're moving into a strangely affordable mansion in New Orleans, only to discover that this place is much more than they bargained for. Desperate for help, they contact a priest, played by Owen Wilson, who in turn enlists the aid of a widowed scientist turned failed paranormal expert, played by Lakeith Stanfield, a French Quarter psychic, played by Tiffany Haddish, and a crotchety historian, played by the one and only Danny DeVito. So excited to have Danny DeVito back in a Disney film, and especially in a Haunted Mansion film.
But did you notice they did not mention any of those people playing any characters from the Haunted Mansion as far as ghosts or ghost host or anything in that regard, which was a big part of the last Haunted Mansion movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And an interesting choice to bring out Haunted Mansion again, because just last year we were able to get Muppets Haunted Mansion's special. So you can't have enough Haunted Mansion, in my opinion. And I think that this star-studded cast sounds fantastic, hilarious. I mean, just kind of thinking about the combination of an Owen Wilson and how funny he is in, you know, even Loki, or a Danny DeVito, or, you know, if you're not familiar, Rosario Dawson's from Zombieland, Double Tap. So just that awesome group of people, funny movies, yeah.
Yeah, Rosario Dawson, she's our Star Wars world. She plays Sokka Tano over there, which is really, really cool. Definitely this is something to look forward to. It takes place in New Orleans also, which now it has me thinking back on the storylines of our Haunted Mansions.
Well, the Disneyland one. Yeah. Okay.
That's what I was double checking. So definitely perfect. That's going to be something Jimmy's going to be excited about.
Yeah. I'm wondering, obviously with this cast of characters, you know it's going to be funny. So I'm excited to see what type of funny they're going for. Are they going for, you know, they have the straight guy playing it, you know, I'm being deadly serious, and then you got everybody else making jokes. Like, what kind of comedy are we going to get with this movie?
Well, that's Owen Wilson. He has the two types of movies he does. Yep. So wait and see which way that goes. So, yeah, definitely looking forward to that. That's some good news. Yep. Okay, so now to follow that up, we're going to go right to Walt Disney World, because one of the biggest things that Walt Disney World offers at the Halloween time of year is the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, which is returning to the Walt Disney World Resort this fall.
Yeah, I have to say, I think this is especially for us Walt Disney World people, the ones that, you know, we spend more time. I feel like this was definitely the big news.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, have you guys been to the Halloween Not So Scary?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, and I have also. It's a really, really fun event, and we're going to go through some of the things they're offering, which are a lot of the things that they offered in the past, which is so much of a relief, to be honest with you. The event's going to start taking place. This is the crazy part. August 12th will be the first Not So Scary. And then that goes through, of course, Halloween, October 31st. Wow, August 12th.
Yeah, that's...
I might be able to hit one before I leave Florida this summer. That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if I've even seen it start that early before.
Right. Now, there's a total of 37 nights, so it's not every night. And I believe we can start scheduling very soon, if not now. But some of the things they're bringing back and some of the things I'm sure we remember so well. So one of the first things that I see that they're bringing back is the Headless Horseman, which if you've seen that or you've seen a video of that, that is a pretty incredible effect that they come up with, where they have the live horse, the live rider, who is riding down the street headless, holding his head under his arm. But still, scary. He usually leads the parade.
The parade is one of my favorite parts of the party, and that is the best parade, in my opinion. My son and I actually just recently turned all the lights off, made some popcorn, and sat and watched the parade on our TV through YouTube. It's just, the gravediggers are wonderful, the Headless Horseman, and I was really happy to see that they're going to have the gravediggers back.
That's cool. Now, another good part of the parade are the dancers, the zombie dancers or the cadavers, who are dancing in that great Michael Jackson Thriller type dancing and stuff like that. Also, they get classical too. Very, very intense stuff. And as you heard at the beginning of the show, and we'll probably play a little bit more as we go on, maybe even behind the scenes as we're talking now, the Booty You Parade. The music from that is crazy cool. And I could just listen to that all the time.
Yeah, the party's not the party without Booty You. That's just my opinion.
No kidding.
Well, not only is Booty You like a must-have, but of course, we are going to get our trick-or-treating back. Yes, we're going to have all the candy. And of course, they do mention a reusable trick-or-treat bag that's going to have that 50th anniversary celebration design logo on the bag. So that bag is definitely going to be a collectible item.
I heard when they're giving you the bag this year, they're going to give you also a photo or a picture or a print for the 50th anniversary also. I'm not sure if it's going to be Halloween related or just generally 50th related. So we'll have to see as we get closer.
Yeah, they actually do mention that. You're going to get a 50th anniversary celebration commemorative print.
Right. Could that in could addition be just with a standard. The bag. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, the thing that surprised me about the candy when I went was that it is full-size candy bars for the most part. And that actually became burdensome carrying them around the park after a while. Not a bad burdensome thing, you know, but still.
And you almost need another suitcase to come home.
Exactly.
Well, one thing, I mean, I've done the party twice. And the first time I did do it with little kids. So I kind of learned from that time is you have the great, you know, trick or treat bag that kind of gets a little heavy. So I have brought a reusable, recyclable bag that I can get sling on my arm and shoulder, and it's a little bit more comfortable. So that's a tip for anybody that's going this year. Go ahead and don't rely on the bag that they give you. Bring something a little bit sturdier, a little bit more comfortable to carry.
Right. And that's only one part of it, the candy. But yes.
One of the other things that's coming back is the Sanderson Sisters Hocus Pocus Villain Spectacular. We saw this premiere, I think, around 2017, 2016, and a show where the sisters are going to call upon their villainous friends. And it's always a great stage show to get ready for the fireworks.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Now, we're going to see the Sanderson Sisters, I think, a lot in a couple more announcements tonight, too, which they are going heavy on them this year.
Of course, we've got the Hocus Pocus 2 coming out. So
yes,
it makes
do.
Sense to be pushing those characters heavily.
Yeah, very true. Also, we have this announcement actually came about, I think, maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, where the Disney characters in the parks were available for signings and things like that again, and meet and greets and such. Well, there's going to be those type of things at the Halloween Not So Scary. There's also going to be overlays on some of the attractions, which is kind of cool, but I don't remember there being overlays the year I went. So I'm not sure if I just missed them or they hadn't done it that year, but the rides they're going to be doing overlays for are Space Mountain, the Mad Tea Party, Pirates of the Caribbean and Monsters Incorporated Laugh Floor. Wow, Monsters Incorporated. What are they going to do? Have a special show, you think? Well, I guess with the live comedians, they totally could.
Yeah, that would definitely be interesting to see. Is, you know, are we going to get Halloween-related jokes? Like, yeah.
I feel like they've done this before, and some of the characters had some costumes, or there was Halloween-themed prompts. And because it's a live cast, you can, you know, incorporate new jokes and things like that.
Makes a lot of sense. That's great.
And actually, the last time that I went to the Halloween party, you know, Melissa and me actually went together. We met, I was with Jimmy and Charlotte, so we met Melissa. And we went on Pirates. And that's when Jimmy was dressed as Mr. Smee. And me, Jimmy, and Charlotte did a whole Peter Pan thing because Jimmy's son Wyatt wanted to be Peter Pan. But we had live pirates at Pirates of the Caribbean because I've actually got a really cute picture of Melissa's son and interacting with a little pirate, which was really cool.
Oh, yeah, so that was a lot of fun.
So
yeah.
Not really such an overlay as far as just having some live characters jump out at you.
I know that's how it was in Pirates.
Space Mountain is different music and light treatment for the ride. Right. Same with Mad Tea Party was light treatments and I feel like different songs also.
I do remember seeing lights from last year's. I think they did it too. And I almost want to say it decorated the cup somehow, but I'm not too sure about that.
Yeah, so it'll just be interesting to see what they're going to do with Monsters, because I don't know what they're going to do with that one.
Yeah, no, it's got to be the live comedians.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Well, if that wasn't enough, we are also, this one, I think this is new, and I'm not 100% sure, but one thing I noticed is that Jack Skellington, the Pumpkin King, is now the official host of Disney's Not So Spooky Spectacular, which is going to be the fireworks show. And I know in previous years, it was Minnie Mouse that was hosting the fireworks. So are we getting a new show, or are they renaming it and Jack is the host?
Jack's been the host, I think it was 18, the year we went Oregon. He did start hosting. It's that giant puppet.
Okay.
So he's like, I don't know, 9 feet tall and tells the story of Halloween. And the castle has an overlay with the, oh my gosh, what is it called?
I know when we went, it was still Hallowishes.
What, the holographics?
The fireworks.
The holographics that are on the castle.
The projections.
Yeah. Okay, cut to that.
Okay, well, hang on. Just say it. And those projections?
And the projections on the castle are a story that Jack is telling. So he does a pre-firework type story, and then the Hallowishes happened. So it sounds like maybe he is taking a little bit more of a blend into the fireworks as well, but similar puppet that we've possibly seen before.
Gotcha. Because I could have sworn after we had gone that they switched it to Minnie Mouse, but I could be completely wrong.
Yeah, I remember when they changed stuff around. Yeah.
I do like the Jack Skellington thing in Walt Disney World for this, because another announcement that came out today was Disneyland's updates for the Halloween bash this year. And their, I don't know what you'd call it, their master of ceremonies, their main guy, the one leading the bash, the one with the party, is Oogie Boogie. So they've got kind of a little competition going across the coast to coast. Jack versus Oogie Boogie.
Disneyland sounds a little bit spookier, that the villains will take over the park versus maybe a little more family friendly at Disney World with Not So Scary.
Right, because I mean they do actually say, I remember reading it, one of the parts is it's for the villains, so all of these obscure villains that we don't get to see a lot, you might get to see if you go to Disneyland and go to Oogie Boogie Bash.
Well, that's cool. Now, they did show Mickey and Minnie with some new costumes out there. I was not as impressed as I'm sure other people might be. However, Mickey somehow got stuck in in a pumpkin type of costume with suspenders kind of hanging on him. I think that was kind of a leftover maybe from last year.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like, I mean, like I said, we haven't been to Oogie Boogie Bash, But it sounds like Oogie Boogie Bash, like Melissa said, is a little bit spookier. So this was not the costume I was expecting Mickey to be in.
Mickey Dracula.
Yeah, I mean, because they did that a couple years ago over for Not So Scary. Mickey was a vampire and Minnie was a witch. Like, you know, spooky that up a little bit more, and that could be their costumes in Disneyland. But that's just my opinion.
Right. Now, guys, before I forget, also, all the posts we're talking about and all the information about the Halloween events are over on the Disney Nerds Podcast blog. So while you're listening to the show, if you're at home or in front of your computer, pull up the articles. Definitely pull up those posts, and you'll be able to see some of those pictures to kind of help you give some visuals to what we're talking about. We're trying to be as descriptive as possible, but we might miss one or two.
Right. And one thing that they did kind of throw at the end of the Disneyland announcement, and it's not Halloween related, but we're getting a new character at Avengers Campus. America Chavez, which is Miss Marvel, is going to be coming to Avengers Campus in May.
Oh, very cool.
They kind of snuck that in with all the Halloween announcements. And we're going to see this character in the Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, which is coming out next week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to that. I finally saw the Spider-Man movie, so this is totally ready for the next Marvel movie.
Right, and I went and saw some movies last week, and I saw the trailer twice, because I saw three movies last week. And man, I can't wait.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Before we move on, I just want to talk about, if you're in Disneyland right now and you can't wait for Halloween, you can go to Downtown Disney and get a couple of fall treats. And one of them is a blue ribbon corn dog, which is a hot dog inside of a pickle inside of a very orange cheddar roll. I'm kind of intrigued, but I'm also a little concerned. So if anyone is there, write to us and tell us how it is.
Yeah, we saw that earlier too. We were wondering how that was going to taste. It's got to be all hot and warm, so I'm thinking it's going to be like a grinder where you have the hot hoagie type of thing. But yeah, I think I'd try it.
Yeah, and I think they've had something like this out for before. Because I remember people talking about this before. And yeah, I would try it, but I would try it with a skeptical, like, I might take the little baby bite. I don't know if I just, you know, take a big old bite out of it.
Yeah, I almost don't even need the hot dog. The fried pickle in the cheese sounds wonderful. The hot dog in it is different, but look, we'd share it, Morgan.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
There you go. That's a snack meant to be shared.
Yes.
I feel like nobody's going to be brave enough to be like, yeah, let me just get that hat myself. We're going to be like, okay, I'm going to get it, but everybody's got to try it.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Well, you know what? All this talk about food, I now want to shop. And there's no better thing to do than Disney merchandise shop, because you know that they talked about some merchandise on this Halfway to Halloween announcement.
Yeah, you guys go ahead with this one. I'll just follow along.
Just make mental notes of what you might have to get for the kids, or, you know. Because I'm sure Hope is going to want something. But, of course, we do have things like, we have the spirit jersey that we see, and there's ears and all kinds of stuff. And, of course, one thing that, keeping with the theme, is there is going to be some Hocus Pocus drinkware. There is a travel mug. There's a regular mug. The travel mug is by Corksicle, which seems to be doing a lot of sponsoring. They sponsored, was it Food and Wine, I think, last year?
Okay.
So they're definitely getting into the drinkware game at Disney. Now, personally, the big thing for me, and I'm a Haunted Mansion fan, was the Haunted Mansion knit duster, which is, you know, just a basically long sweater that has the Haunted Mansion wallpaper on it, and the bag. There's a new book bag. It looks super cute. I think it is by Loungefly, which we know how popular Loungefly is. And you guys, if you haven't seen it yet, head over to the DisneyNerdsPodcast.com and look at this photo. And you're going to want it as bad as I do if you're a Haunted Mansion fan.
It is really gorgeous and luxurious looking. I hope it feels just as soft as it looks. Ed, you are a history, you know, buff as well. Sure. And I feel like you would appreciate that Disney is representing the Walt Disney Silly Symphony's skeleton dance with a spooky, scary skeleton dance shirt and jacket, and it looks like spirit jersey. So if you remember the old black and white cartoon with the dancing skeletons, that is over a couple of pieces of merchandise. And I really love the jacket. It's black and grays with it almost like a spray art of the skeleton dancing along the arms and the back. So definitely check that one out as well if you want something a little spookier.
Kind of looks like a denim jacket on the photo, which I think is really cool.
Yeah.
I like how they got these characters out of such far past. It seems like they're looking through their Halloween Rolodex looking for the characters they can use and maybe put out some more merch for.
Definitely.
But that's one thing that I think is kind of cool is it's like it doesn't always have to just be Night Before Christmas, just be Haunted Mansion, just be Mickey and Minnie. Like, this is a perfect example of pulling something from Disney history that relates to a holiday that everybody has seen probably in one way, shape, or form if you're a Disney fan. And let's throw it into the holiday and let them celebrate and give them some merch.
Yep, and they have. And there's a ton of stuff.
Yep. But, I mean, that's not all. There's obviously lots of stuff, and definitely head over to the website to take a look, because if you're like me, you have now made a shopping list.
Which is not a bad thing, especially if you're going to the parks this fall.
No.
So, well, if you wanted to party on land, right, East Coast or West Coast, but if you're more up for partying on the sea, Disney has also announced their cruise line Spellbinding New Experiences for Halloween on the High Seas event.
Oh, that's interesting. You know, they keep creating more and more of these events at sea. This sounds pretty cool.
I love the cover photo. Again, you can see it on the blog, but you have Minnie Mouse dressed as Winifred Sanderson from the Hocus Pocus. You've got Daisy Duck as Sarah, and then I don't know what the cow's name is, but she's
Clarabelle.
Clarabelle, yep. So she is Mary, and I love their costumes. I would love to see this across the parks and merch with the three of them as the Sanderson sisters. Super cute.
As weird as this sounds, Daisy looks pretty close to the actual character.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's just the hair or whatever it is. And then also Minnie, the Bette Midler character, she's pretty right on. I guess it is the hair that kind of puts you in the mood who the characters really are.
I mean, they definitely did a good job. I mean, obviously it's an artist rendering that you can see on our blog, but they did a good job. So I cannot wait to see a photo of these characters in real life. It makes me want to go on a Halloween cruise.
Yeah, now, especially you get to meet them. They're actually meet and greets during these parties at sea, which will be in September and October.
Yeah.
So there's not going to be just these three characters in Halloween costumes. All the characters on the cruise will be in Halloween garb. And this is going to take place for a little while, September and October. So there's going to be a lot of cruises that are going to be Halloweened out.
They'll have trick-or-treating, special entertainment and activities that are themed for Halloween, trick-or-treating, spooky parties, special decor, and, of course, limited food.
So now, I was wondering if this was going to be a one-night thing on each cruise. However, it sounds like it's more specialized than that. Halloween on the High Seas Voyages will be offered aboard select sailings in September and October, departing from ports in Miami and Port Canaveral, San Diego, and New York City. So they're having some pretty great ports for departures this year coming up for the cruise line. And they're going to have some Halloween fun too.
Oh yeah, it is definitely, it's actually kind of, if you think about it, just like you do Mickey's Not So Scary, you can grab this Halloween on the High Seas more than just in the month of Halloween. So just more than just October. And one thing that is really cool is if you want to save a little bit of money, you can go earlier. You can actually reach out to Jimmy or myself. Jimmy, I do work for Jimmy as one of the official travel planners of the Disney Nerd Podcast, though, with Welcome Home Travel. So reach out to Jimmy, or like I said, myself, and we can help you get to experience this or any of the things that we're talking about tonight, and even save some money. So if you're okay going in September, you can still experience Halloween on the High Seas and save a little bit of money.
Sure. Now, how much does it cost to actually get you to help people plan a trip?
It is free.
Very cool.
$0, guys.
Okay, so now the next update we had for the Halloween event is kind of over the sea. We can never forget that Disney has parks over in other countries. And we even have some Halloween announcements coming from Tokyo Disney and from the Disneyland Paris resorts. Now, the announcements aren't as much as, well, they're going to have an event, they're going to have decorations for Halloween, but it doesn't really say as much more than that, other than describing some of the great places they have at their parks. And what really stood out for me was the Tower of Terror description for the Tokyo Disney Resort. And I just wanted to read that to you guys too, because I'd never heard the story behind this, and I thought this was so cool. So, recently restored by the New York City Preservation Society, tours of the Hotel Hightower are now open to the public, with an elevator still in operation, waiting for you. Brave souls are invited to travel to the top floor and discover why it's garnered the name Tower of Terror after the mysterious disappearance of its owner, Harrison Hightower III, in 1899. So now, I have never heard that story before. I think I'm going to have to do a little bit more research and what else we could find out about that guy.
You should watch the Behind the Attractions Tower of Terror episode.
Oh, they did that one? Okay, good.
Yep.
Awesome. So now they also mentioned the Haunted Mansion in both the parks, which is pretty cool. And basically, it looks a lot like Walt Disney World's.
If I remember correctly, and again, they talk about this in another Behind the Attractions episode on Disney Plus, that it is... you look at the photo, it looks exactly like the one in Disney World. And it's pretty much the same, if I remember correctly, as what you get in Disney World.
Very cool. So now Disneyland Paris, not to be left out with their Tower of Terror, now I'm not sure if this is an event just for the Halloween holiday or if it's all the time, but here's their description. We're now traveling directly to Paris, where you may recognize the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror. At Walt Disney Studios Park, you're invited to face three hair-raising new horrors: the Malevolent Machine, the Shaft Creatures, and the Fifth Dimension. A unique experience beyond the deepest, darkest corners of the imagination, the real chills arrive as the elevator plummets into the unpredictable journey, transporting you to one of three different storylines and drop profiles dependent upon the elevator shaft boarded. So that actually sounds like something that they might be able to bring overseas. Maybe that'll find its way back to America. That type of change ups for the tower.
Yeah, because if I'm not mistaken, those are different episodes from the Twilight Zone.
Right, exactly.
So it you're thinking of kind of like a Star Tours kind of thing, where depending on which elevator shaft you go into, you're going to get sucked into one of the episodes of Twilight Zone, which sounds kind of cool. Now, I have to admit, I am not a fan of this ride. It scares the bejesus out of me. Jimmy loves to take me on this ride because it's so entertaining for him for me to be scared half to death. But yeah, I mean, the different storylines are cool.
I love Tower of Terror. It's hands down my favorite attraction at the parks. It's a must-do for me. I will ride it on all by myself just so I can ride it at least once while we're there. So having multiple ride shafts would be great. And I love Twilight Zone as well. Mm-hmm. It would be interesting and fun to go over to Paris just to see this if it never came over to Florida.
But just another reason to go to Paris.
It's worth it. It's totally worth it. It's a fun, fun park.
Now, did you ride this when you were there, Ed?
Yes. Yep. We got on a lot of rides over there. We were really surprised considering we're only there for 3 days. And they also mentioned Shanghai as Disney World Park. Also, But they basically were just talking about some of the really cool Halloween type attractions they'll have there, like the Pirates attraction and some of the other things they have. But definitely worth checking out, I guess, if you eventually get there.
Yeah, I have to admit that even if I never got over to these parks during Halloween, seeing this article definitely puts these higher on my wish list.
Mm-hmm. Yep, very much so. Okay, guys, so that's some really cool Halloween and April news. I hope you're looking forward to it as much as we are. Let us know. What do you think? Send us an email and give us your opinions if you think you might make it to the parks during Halloween time because of these new items they have for you. Let us know. Hey, Jimmy, tell everybody how to get in touch with the show.
You can email us at questions at thedisneynerdspodcast.com and email us individually at ed@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, jimmy@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, etc. You can send us a message on Facebook to the page, The Disney Nerds Podcast. Join our group, Disney Nerds. Instagram at The Disney Nerds Podcast and Twitter at The Disney Nerds. Make sure to check out the website, www.thedisneynerdspodcast.com, and watch the live stream every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Walt Disney World time.
Okay, guys. So that's it for show number 435 of the Disney Nerds Podcast, Halloween in April. Thank you so much for listening. For Morgan, for Melissa, this is Ed, and we're the Disney Nerds. And we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Have a magical night. Hakuna Matata.
TTFM. Ta-ta for now.
Compulsory, mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So.